endorsement convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. And you know what was so painful for me, because I am a devout Detroit Lions fan. My wife says that when I cut myself, I bleed Honolulu blue. All of the starters, the number of injuries, starting with, you know, our world-class tight end, Laporta, and then, you know, the defense, Kirby Joseph and Brian,
Branch. Branch, right?
I was struggling for his last name. And so many others. I mean, you know, it's just amazing that Dan Campbell even was able to put together a team with them reaching out to practice field guys, practice team members, even bringing in some free agents to fill in the holes. I mean, this season has been a complete fall apart, and I honestly blame it, Pastor Jeff Field, because I played football. I blame it on the trainer. I think that they've got a flawed trainer that isn't training these guys in the off season properly, getting them built up and getting their muscles, the stretching, the tendons stretched out, nutrition, diet, the whole nine yards. I believe it's really a problem they have with the wrong trainer leading the team and not taking care of the players.
Well, maybe. I just don't know. It is what it is. I mean, we're going to talk football. You got to have an offensive line. Our offensive
gotta
line
block.
Was poor. Yeah, got to block. That's just, you know. But yeah. I know who I appreciate. I appreciate Jared Goff. He always takes responsibility. He doesn't blame anybody.
Nope.
And so I like him. Yeah, I mean, he's a good quarterback, but he's just not that mobile. He can't create plays. You set him up in the pocket, he's very effective.
Yep.
But if you flush him out, put pressure on him, he's not a type of guy that can win games
Scramble.
With his legs, but he's a good
nope.
quarterback. Yeah, he's just yeah. not. That's not who he is. So nope. anyway, there you go. But he didn't take a bribe. But
right. Well, when you turn over the ball six times in one game and you'd only turned it over eight times the entire year, you know, you're going into game 16 here, and they'd only turned it over eight. I'm like, are you kidding? I couldn't believe the number of fumbles and the number of interceptions. And it was just, like you said, he couldn't get his feet set. He couldn't step into a throw. And a lot of those throws were just weak ducks that he threw to the wrong people. So
right.
it was painful.
It is
but
what it is.
It's over. It's done. We don't have to watch him anymore this year.
I suppose. Let me give you another example of this. And then I'm going to bring the Bible into this. In 2020, I remember when this, the big epidemic, pandemic, the COVID was coming. And there was a period of time there that this was on television 24 hours a day,
yeah.
how it's spreading. And President Trump comes out with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and we're going to do this. You're going to have, you know, we're going to get a, everybody, you got to get the shot and so on and so forth. And we just kind of watched that, and it was surreal. And they told us you can't have school. Told us you can't have church because this is terrible. This could kill millions of people, tens of millions worldwide. Okay. Now, I don't dispute the fact that there was a bad virus, but the certainty in which Fauci talked and the wearing of the masks and you can't go anywhere and after a week or two, I really said, no, I'm not sure I believe this. And so, as you'll remember, we started having church We did church on the telephone that first week with you and me.
Yeah.
And then we went to what we do now, having church. And you know what? They didn't tell us the truth about everything. Now, I don't mind people making mistakes. If Dr. Fauci would have said, you know what, we're not sure about this virus. This could be really bad. You might want to put a mask on. I might have wore a mask. But when they made out as if the mask was going to cure it, and I know it didn't, and it didn't make sense, and they were restricting our freedoms, the more I didn't believe it. Now I have become a skeptic, I'm sorry, of almost everything the medical community tells me. I just don't have confidence in them anymore, in them anymore, because so many of the things they said were not true. It doesn't bother me if the doctor says, I don't know what to make of this. So, okay, doc, I don't either. Tell me what I should do. But when they tell you and they speak so authoritatively as if they know, and in reality they don't know any more about it than anyone else, then it causes me to distrust them. We have people that go out there and create these podcasts, and they speak with such authority. There was this girl that somebody sent me a video of, and she wore a sweater and didn't pull it up over one of her shoulders, and was telling us basically that Israel controls America. And Israel controls our foreign policy. And they're manipulating everything. And we got to rethink our friendship and our alliance with Israel. Now, and it went on and on and on. And first of all, I want to say, you're telling me that President Trump is being manipulated. You're telling me that Marco Rubio is being manipulated, and Hegseth is being manipulated. Everybody's manipulated. And now you come out with a podcast, and then people believe it. I was just talking to someone I know well, and to one of their relatives. Oh, yeah, they believe this guy. They believe this new person that was with Tucker Carlson, really anti-Semitic. And I forget his name because it's not really worth memorizing. But and people are following. They're following. To me, it's like you're following the War of the Worlds. Things that you've been taught your whole life. Now, somebody comes up and says, well, that's all baloney. And you got to jump in on all these conspiracies. Let me just tell you, everybody, just take steps back. Now, I'll tell you this. This is the truth. So help me God. Randy Bishop does not lie to you. Now, he can be mistaken. You can be mistaken.
Sure.
Rusty Chatfield, I can be mistaken. But when you, Randy, ask me a question about history that I don't know, I say, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know everything.
Yep.
But I have studied history my whole life. That's why I put the Declaration of Independence out there, me quoting it in its entirety. It's not a very quality done video, but I wanted people to know I do know some things, and I have studied history, and I do think that President Trump is worthy to be trusted. Now, is he God? No. Does he say some unwise things? Yes. Does he say some things that he shouldn't say? Yes. By the way, there was another supposed post he put out after the one that we talked about a week or two ago that was purely fabricated. He never did it. I'm amazed at, and then, but people are putting it out on Facebook as if the president said it.
Right.
Listen, we're living in such an age of disinformation. Have to be very careful what you believe. And then when it comes to history, here's my filter. If I've never heard of it, I'm taking two steps back. I've never heard of that. Now, it doesn't mean that I can't learn. Yes, I can learn. I don't know everything. But when somebody comes up with some wild conspiracy theory that there are aliens living among us and they're reptilian and they're going to show themselves to us and there's reptile people living in America, I want to say, you actually believe that? Fact is, there's 3 or 4% of the American population believe that we have been invaded by reptilian people. And they're living among us. We're so ripe for deception. Let me read you what Jesus said in Matthew 24. He said, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Listen, Jesus foretold of a time of great deceptions. Listen, if somebody wanted to, they could imitate your voice and mine and create a whole program of you and me speaking, because there's ample ample recordings of us speaking, and could deceive people. You know, by the way, people, that's why I tell you, go to church, go listen to your pastor, have a Bible on your lap and believe that. So many deceptions. Now, the War of the Worlds was just for entertainment, but it can show you how susceptible people are. And we're more susceptible now because of the technology is so advanced. And so many people already believe that there are aliens living among us. They already believe it. So when a spaceship appears in the sky, people will assume it to be true. And people like you and me that say, well, wait a minute. I'm not going to believe my eyes. I can't tell you exactly what this is, but I can tell you what it isn't. But we got to be really, really careful. That's why I picked that subject.
Interesting. Well, there are people in Washington that have had hearings. Military folks that have come in and tried to explain some of these unexplainable things that they saw on radar. There was even pilots claiming that they had visual contact, and then all of a sudden these things made maneuvers that our aircraft can't make, and the speed by which they departed was just unbelievable. Now they're saying that they're even going to come out publicly and share the information with the public. So
we'll see.
You know, that's all we can say.
I remain skeptical. Listen, everybody, be skeptical. Remain skeptical. That's a sign, of intelligence, is to be skeptical of these things. I'm not skeptical of the Bible that's sitting on my lap right now, but right. I'm going to be susceptible of all of these things. If you hear another War of the Worlds broadcast coming out, say, well, wait a minute here. I'm not buying into this.
Final segment of our discussion today with Pastor Chad Fields. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield here on this Friday, December 26th. Go ahead and wrap it up, sir.
The War of the Worlds, radio broadcasts, H.G. Wells, 1938. Basically, they introduced it as drama, but if you didn't hear the beginning of it, they portrayed it as breaking news, and many people panicked. A lot of people believed it. It just shows you the nature of mankind, human beings. We're susceptible to things like that. Don't believe things. We're living in an age, especially now, with artificial intelligence and media that can create things that are simply not true. Don't believe it. Now, the Bible prophesies of that. Let me read you one more scripture. That when the Antichrist comes, the Bible describes him in 2 Thessalonians 2:9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. They're lying wonders. We have to be careful about these things. Very skeptical. Believe the Bible that's on your lap. Go to church. Don't buy into these things. I'm going to remain pro. I'm pro-Israel. I believe, along with President Trump, I'm going to be pro-Israel. Marco Rubio, pro-Israel. I do get a sense that Rubio and Vance have a little bit of different ideas about that. Governor Huckabee, pro-Israel. I'm with those guys. I'm with those guys. I encourage you to stay with them. And there's a lot of in my opinion, people coming out there saying things that they don't know what they're talking about. But they speak better than Rusty Chatfield does, and they've got a good, slick production, and people buy into it. Don't buy into that. That's, if you hear another War of the Worlds on the radio, don't buy into it.
Well, and one thing that's really upsetting to me is Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, how they are trying to spin this alternative almost to the point where they're trying to spin the Bible that's not true, you know, about Israel and that particular part of the country, of the world, of the geography, you know, belonging to the Jewish people. It's like, what possible benefit would there be to not believe the Bible and to believe history? You've mentioned it numerous times. When we've turned our backs on Israel, what's happened?
Yes. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Israel is the apple of God's eye. I want to remain pro-Israel. I listened to, and I think, I don't want to overreact, either to Tucker Carlson. I like him. Yeah. But I heard him say this recently, in the last year, that he never really took the Bible seriously till a year or two ago, and he started reading the Bible for himself. Whoa. So, and now he's been convinced of this replacement theology. And against dispensationalism. And
what is the core bottom line to replacement theology?
That the church, that the promises given to Israel in the Old Testament are now given to the church. The church has replaced Israel as the covenant people. Now, look, I do think there is a difference between Israel and the church, but I do think that God's hand is still with Israel and that the land belongs to them, and there's a special blessing for Israel. Doesn't mean if you're a Jew, you don't need to be saved, don't need to be born again. Of course not. Everybody, Jew, Gentile, everybody has to be born again through faith in Jesus Christ. But it is a special God-blessed nation. The plain reading of Scripture declares it so. The plain reading of sense of Scripture. What they have to do is spiritualize all sorts of passages in both the Old and New Testament, twist them to say, see, it's a church has replaced Israel. We are God's people now. And there's a sense in which the church is God's people. But there's still another sense in which Israel is a special nation, and God's hand is still on them. And I want to stand with that nation. This is just a long theological argument. And I don't agree with everything that hardcore dispensationalists believe either. But I would call myself, in case anybody out there knows what I'm talking about, a mild dispensationalist, which simply means this, that the church and Israel are not the same thing. That the church has not replaced Israel. The church is one thing. Israel's another. God's got his hand on both of them. And let's not turn our backs on Israel. That's, in a nutshell, what I believe. And I believe that's right. What the Bible teaches.
Well, I've got a text comment. Just quickly read it. We're not going to have a lot of time to talk about it. The promises to Israel in the Old Testament were revoked in the New Testament. Israel is not the issue. It's the Zionists running Israel who have taken over their country or our country. So,
yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's just comments coming in from the folks. So
there you go.
Greatly appreciate it. Hey, it's New Year's. We're heading into it for this upcoming Sunday. We're beyond Christmas now. And what's the plan for your preaching on Sunday here from 11 to noon on Sunday?
Second Chronicles 15. Second Chronicles chapter 15.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Very good, sir. Well, we appreciate the lesson plan. God bless you, sir, and we'll see you on the radio on Sunday.
All right, real good, Randy. Amen.
All right, brother. Final hour of today's show. Top of the hour news break. I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat.